Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I've been told that Philip Schofield is on the phone. Hello?
Well, hello and good morning.
And good morning, Philip. It's nice to speak to you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. I had to just quickly give you a call about yesterday's children's entertainer fiasco.
Right.
It wasn't brilliant, was it?
It wasn't brilliant. Are you going to offer us some tips or something, Philip?
Well, far be it for me ever to offer you tips. I mean, I wouldn't do that. But maybe the idea, what we always used to do was forget. And we used to get shouted at when I was doing the kids' telly. Sarah Green and I used to get shouted at because they said, could you please at least try to aim it at children? And I think that was probably the success, because we actually never even thought we were kids' entertainers.
So should we be more adult?
I think you probably should have been, yeah.
Done a bit of blue.
Well, kids are a bit more cutting edge, needs to be harder.
Right.
Yeah. That's, you see, nowadays, kids are so sophisticated, they don't need their own humour.
Right. Okay. So dressing as a cow and frog, probably not...
It's not going to work.
No?
Not going to do it.
Right. Not the most modern, is it?
No, really.
You should have done something else with your udders.
Let me just play the theme tune. I'd like your opinion on that, if that's okay.
Here comes Scott and Chappers, Scott and Chappers. Here comes Scott and Chappers with their amazing show. Here comes Scott and Chappers, Scott and Chappers. Here comes Scott and Chappers, they'll make you laugh till you wee.
Philip.
No, this is all wrong, isn't it? right from the opening bars, that's a bad choice.
Sorry. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in my dressing room at ITV.
Oh, wow. Is Fern nearby?
What time is it? No, I'm in early this morning. I should be in about 10 minutes, because I went to the Pride of Britain last night, so I was in early.
I was going to say, does Fern rock up about 10 past 10 or something?
You do all the work, and she just comes in and takes the glory.
So rock and roll. No, we're about 10 minutes away from our morning gossip, because we normally both arrive at the same time. We go into makeup, sit down, have a cup of tea and some toast, and then just gossip.
A lot of people in the text are saying that's not actually Philip Schofield. Well, yes,
what?
It is. No, it really is him. Why would it not be?
Why, yes.
It's just somebody pretending to be Philip Schofield on Radio 1.
Why would you make this up? I mean, if it's George Clooney, I'd understand it.
Hi, Philip. It's
Hiya.
Laura here.
Hiya.
Hello. I just wanted to embarrass Scott, because he's
No.
There was one occasion when he was younger that he took a picture of you into the hairdressers.
No.
And that's for the same hairstyle.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you couldn't follow it all the way through, could you?
Oh,
you couldn't,
no.
You see, how many grey hairs have you got, man?
A few more now.
That's a good story.
I took a picture of you into the hairdressers in Eastleigh, in Hampshire. Could you kind of fill in Philip Schofield, please?
I did a gig in Eastleigh once.
Oh, God. Why?
Because someone said some kid had gone into a hairdresser's.
Right, before you go,
yeah.
Would you play the Matt Damon game with us, please?
Oh, that's a bit scary. Go on.
Right, all you have to do is there anyone around at the moment?
No, I'm completely on my own.
Right, just open the door, if you could.
I don't know who's in.
Don't worry.
Hold on. Hang on.
Have you got lights around your mirror?
Oh, there's no one in.
Oh.
Oh, God. Hang on.
Just shout. Okay, yeah, if you can find some people, that'd be amazing.
Oh, hold on.
Sorry.
Hello? Who's there? Kate, come in. Kate, I'm on Radio 1 at the moment. Come in here.
It's nice to know that this morning crew are all in so early.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's not taking too long, this, for you.
No, it's all fine. No, it's fine. We've got time.
What do you need? Right, come in. I'm on Radio 1 at the moment. Right, they're here. I've got a couple.
Okay, that's good.
Wardrobe and makeup.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, after Philip, after three, you need to shout, Matt Damon!
What,
at the top of your voice. No, you do it to them, okay?
Oh, okay.
And they'll think you're mad.
Okay, I've got to just shout Matt Damon.
Oh, no, you just ruined it!
Okay, well, I have to explain what I'm doing.
No, that's the idea,
Philip. I have to work with these people.
Do it anyway, go on.
Matt Damon!
National.
Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, it's Holly in Doncaster.
Hi.
Scott, I've got something to confess. I really, really fancy Philip Schofield.
Right.
And I do even more now he just did the Matt Damon thing.
How old are you, Holly?
I'm 20.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Now.
Why?
Because I fancy Philip Schofield.
Why is that? What's wrong?
What's wrong with that? He's a silver fox.
He is a silver fox. I get so much stick.
Do you?
Yes.
Not as much stick as I get. I took a picture of him into a hairdresser and said, can I have a Philip Schofield, please?
That's kind of bad, but I can't do that because I'm a girl. So you can get away just maybe.
I'm not thinking the Philip Schofield look would probably suit you, Holly. I've never seen you, but I'd probably not.
Don't
be embarrassed. It's fine to fancy Philip.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Thank you. Made you feel better. It's okay.
I feel so much better now.
All right. I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Right. And now on Radio 1.
I fancy Fern.
I see we've done
about,
that.
There's absolutely something about Fern.
In a Nigella kind of way. Mm. Same. Fern. Hot.
Cheers. Maybe me and Holly could go on a double date with Phil and Fern.
Can you imagine, though, going to the pub with Phil and Fern? How amazing would that
be?
It would be brilliant. Right, now on Radio 1, it's time for this.
Matt Damon.
David.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, all right, not yet.
Don't peek,
David. Right, where are you now?
I'm stood on the train. It's absolutely jam-packed.
Is it standing space only, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's young babies on the here that I think I'm going to make cry.
Oh, God.
It's going to be chaotic.
Try not to do that. And what train is this, please?
It's the Gillingham to Exeter train.
So you're on your way to Exeter?
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I sell phones.
Okay. Right, I need just one massive Matt Damon. Can I just give you, I don't want to patronise, can I just give you a little example of how I'd like it to be?
Yeah.
Okay. Matt Damon! All right? I want it to be that loud and that long, yeah?
Yeah.
So people kind of move away from you on the train, that's the idea, all right?
Yeah.
It's got to be massive, David, don't let me down.
One big long one.
Yeah, massive. Matt Damon, all right? Massive.
Right.
Okay, after three. One, two, three.
Matt Damon! How was that?
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast.
The Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. International Radio 1.
What's that?
That's cricket.
Oh.
I knew as soon as I said that you wouldn't have understood what that was.
Right, it's 8:44. Laura's turn to book the mystery guest today. So please, Laura, would you wheel in the mystery guest?
Ta-da! Here he is, that's right, it's the world's only performing flatulist. It's Mr. Methane!
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning. So, that's some outfit.
Thank you very much, Scott. Thank you.
So, you're dressed as a superhero.
I am. Shall I put these on?
Put them on, yeah.
Nice fit, then.
And you've nice got, like, a purple and green cape and mask combo on.
That's right.
And you are Mr. Methane.
That's right. I perform the ancient art of petomania.
Right.
Which is...
Can I just look... Okay, keep talking. Can I just look you up on Wikipedia a minute?
Yes, certainly, yes. Petomania, translated into English, would mean controlled anal voicing. Basically, I do with my bottom what Pavarotti does with his mouth.
Well, not anymore.
Did.
And, you know, it is a muscular form of flatulence. It's not dietary. I expand my sphincter muscle, draw air into my colon by raising my diaphragm, close my sphincter muscle and emit the sound known as a fart, which is in the Oxford Dictionary, so don't ring in and say that we're swearing on air.
Do you need me for this bit? Or?
No, please stay there.
All right, okay.
You've got what we call the ringside seat.
Oh, brilliant. Can I come round and sit on your knee?
I found you now. You are a British flatulist or professional farter. You're the only one in the world.
That's me, Scott. Yeah, well, we all do it, you know, even the Queen does it, but she does blame it on Prince Philip.
And you discovered this ability at the age of 15 when doing yoga?
Yes, in the full lotus position.
Okay.
Nice.
And what happened on that?
Well, I discovered that I had this unique ability of breathing both fore and aft, so to speak. And, you know, I went to school the next day and rapidly became a pumping prodigy in the lunch break.
Wow. How many could you do in, like, in one quick succession?
Well, it's actually, you know, we used to do that. We used to do rapid fire. But actually, you can do a long one, or you can break the long one up into little ones. So it's actually, it doesn't matter. You know, it can either be long or short. It's just like, instead of a... It's a... If you know what I'm saying.
Wow. Okay. Laura, what exactly have you got planned for Mr. Methane? Because, to be honest, I've kind of run out of things to say now. I thought it was going to be Mel C.
No. What I've done is I've taken the liberty of preparing a little game of Name That Tune with Mr. Methane.
Okay.
So you'll be guessing what the tunes are that Mr. Methane is going to perform with his bum.
Right, okay, you're listening to BBC Radio 1. It's 8:47. So, right, yeah. So are we going to play Name That Tune now, are we?
Yeah, well, we call it Name That Fume, I think, isn't
okay.
it? Yeah, I need to get into my farting position, Scott.
Okay, right, we'll play Leona, right?
as you would, yes.
And
lovely
then,
girl.
And then off we go. Mm. It's Radio 1, and today's special guest on the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills is Mr. Methane. Some people think you might be Gary Mark Barlow dressed in a superhero outfit.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of EastEnders. I find their tracks the most fart-friendly, actually. Someone once did compare me to Robbie Williams, you know.
Right.
But
can I ask, where do you perform your act?
Well, corporate events, student unions, comedy sort of venues, television shows, obviously Radio 1, yeah. You know, and children's television, believe it or not.
Wow. Okay. I mean, have you been gigging lately, or...?
Yeah, well, yes, I've just sort of got back into it. I had a rest for a year because I've actually been doing this, performing my trade for 16 years
now. So you took a year out?
I took a year out just to rest the sphincter, so to speak. But I'm getting back into the swing of it, you know. And, you know, I'm opening up again, if that's the right word. And we're in business. We're firing on all cylinders, Scott.
Okay.
And it's lovely. Thanks for giving me the opening this morning.
That's
on this
absolutely fine.
Lovely breakfast show. I'm glad to see that taxpayers' money has been spent wisely.
Now, can I ask, most people in showbiz, you know, if they're on the stage, you know, they get groupies and stuff. However, does that happen to you? Because you're a professional farter.
Well, yes, but the intelligent women appreciate this, Scott, because, you know, they seem to want to know what I've got in my trousers, so to speak. You know?
Okay.
They're inquisitive.
Really?
They are. They're inquisitive, yes. So, and I'll only like girls with a bit of grey matter between their ears in any case, you know.
Okay. Right, so Laura set this up. So if you could follow this through with... Not follow
so
through. With what we're going to do now.
Okay, welcome to Name That Tune starring Mr. Methane. Okay. Do you two want to play against each other or do you want it just to be you? The three of you. George, do you want to play as well?
Yeah.
Do you want to play our game?
She's kind of cowering in the corner, is George.
So it's me, Chappers and George off the news playing Name That Tune with Mr. Methane. Okay, we're ready when you are, Mr. Methane.
Lovely. I'm just going to get into the position.
I'm just going to move. I'm just going to move this way.
I just need to.
Oh, my, I can't look that way.
I just need to give you.
Know, his leg above his head.
I just need to give you one for level, okay?
Okay.
So you get this right. Just a moment. Oh, that's lovely, yes. That was George Michael, Careless Whisper. Okay, right, we're going now. No right. Peeping here. We're going. Where's it?
I'm not looking.
Yeah, I'm ready,
He's
Laura.
Ready with his first.
Okay, here's Name That Tune, number one.
I've got to get this into my head. Here it is.
I got it, it's EastEnders, but it smells. It smells so bad.
That's lovely.
Is it EastEnders?
It is, Scott, it is. Yes.
Yay!
Yes. Lovely. I do apologise, I have been touring Norway and
it smells of herring.
Yeah, I'm very sorry about that, you know. But, you
oh,
know,
God! It really does smell herring!
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't know if I can stay in here.
I've got my scarf over my nose.
Turn the air conditioner.
Okay.
We'll be all right.
Mr. Methane, are you ready with tune number two?
I'm ready, Laura. I'm ready. Here we go. This is this is an event that's coming up very soon. Here it is.
Oh, bloody name that tune?
I can barely talk.
Think, coming up soon, big event, you know.
George.
Birth of a very special person.
Christmas!
Lovely.
Christmas?
Yes, as opposed to sad, you would be. There we go, one more time. You can stand it.
Right.
I think we've got time for one more.
Right, one more.
Are you sure we
just
have?
Just the one more, please, on Name That Tune on Radio 1.
Very, very popular at the moment. Nice little ditty, this.
Can I leave the room to be sick, please?
Anybody? Come on. Any advance?
Anybody know?
Undergarments.
Can we have it again?
Undergarment.
Yes.
Can we have it once more?
Certainly, sir.
Are you mad?
Right. Well, just be me soon.
George,
you know?
Just left the studio.
Just show me where to press the start button, and I'll start the next record. Okay. Here we go. It's ladies' underwear. Okay.
Okay. The ladies' bras!
Lovely, yeah. Lovely, this lovely. Oh, can I come up for a bit of air?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. You should never invite me in at this time of day. I haven't had a chance to clear my throat.
All right, that was Laura's guest today, and that was Oh, my God, I can't do this. Mr. Methane on Radio 1. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks. Can I just mention tonight, if anyone wants to come and see me, I'm at the Comedy Bunker in West Ruislip, comedybunker.co.uk. Show starts 8 o'clock. If you visit the website, click the contact form.
Thank you very much, Mr. Methane.
Take a mask with you. Radio 1.
Podcast. Now it's time for Real or No Real on Radio 1. I'm going to read you a story. But did it actually happen or not? At the moment on this game, Chappers, you are 2-1 up against Laura, okay? Yeah. This is one of my favourite stories ever. And this is from Wednesday, January the 16th, 2002, okay? Feel free to text in as well, you lot, on 81199. There are no prizes. I just want to kind of get a gauge on what the public are thinking. Is this a real story or is it no real? Here's the headline. A groom suffocated by a stripper's massive breasts. Geneva. A fun-filled bachelor party at a strip club turned deadly when a 32-year-old groom-to-be, who was enjoying the attentions of a well-endowed stripper, suffocated while his face was buried in her breasts. The mind-boggling drama unfolded, say cops, while Daniel Green was attending his bachelor party at the Pretty Kitty Strip Club. The club had been rented out for the private affair. According to investigators, Green was enjoying a lap dance when disaster struck. One of the strippers, Candy Kane, got too into her performance and suffocated the man between her 72 double D breasts.
72?
Yeah.
That's wide.
Yeah.
That's wide.
A big cup.
Yeah, that's wide.
Yeah.
She's the size of a small house.
Witnesses said that Green had had his fair share of beer, but didn't seem out of control. When the song I'm Too Sexy began to play, Green became excited and began to dance on the tabletop, hooting and hollering.
Hooters.
Pal, hooting and hollering, pal said, like an idiot. Miss Kane, apparently pleased to see someone enjoying her choice in music, moved in closer. When Green took his seat, she began giving him a lap dance, shaking her breasts in his face. The more she shook, the deeper Green got lost in her cleavage. Daniel was having so much fun, partygoer John said. We all thought he loved being in that girl's chest. Who could have known that when he was waving his hands around, he was signalling for help?
Help me!
Cheering onlookers eventually realised that Green was no longer moving and pulled him from between Miss Kane's breasts.
Now Green's family is suing Miss Kane and the pretty kitty for wrongful death. Green's father, George, won't specify the amount they are suing for, but claims it isn't about the money. Those breasts were lethal weapons, he told reporters. The pretty kitty should not have allowed Miss Kane to have her bust enhanced to the size that she did. We hope that by filing this lawsuit, we can send a message to other strippers. Keep your bra size within a reasonable range. Candy Kane made a statement through her attorney. I thought he liked it in there.
Right.
The pretty kitty declined comment. Mm.
There we are.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, because when you get a lap dance, you're not allowed to touch. So I've heard.
How do you know?
No, so I've heard. So I've seen it on telly. So
real not, or no real?
Not real for that reason.
George?
No real.
Laura?
How big were her boobs?
72DD. Is that double
that's
D?
Double D.
Right.
I don't think that's true. Okay. But big boobs are a problem.
Yeah.
On some occasions.
Well,
I know.
Death, that one. 81199, let me know what you think. Real or no real? I'll tell you next.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
Okay, so, this story was first reported by the Weekly World News in an article on the 16th of January, 2002, groom killed by stripper's boobs at his bachelor party. And then a reprint of the article appeared on Yahoo's entertainment news site the same day under the title Groom Killed by Stripper's Boobs. They were 72DD and it was in Geneva. So you're saying no real, Chopper?
I'm saying no real.
No, because of her bust size.
No. Nope. George?
I don't think you could suffocate in a double D.
You're all right if you were playing along at home or at work. It was no real, but imagine if it was real, as most people are saying on the text. That, what a way to go.
The Chris Moyle Show. Scott knows cause Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.